The 29th annual, can you imagine, Music Haven Concert Series will journey nearly 36,000 miles from North Africa to South America and cross from the North Sea to the Gulf of Mexico in search, as always, for the hottest traditional and contemporary global sounds. Recent improvements to Music Haven's house and hill have increased the venue's comfort and capacity and became the impetus for Mona Golub to expand and broaden the program. Concerts take place Sundays in the summer at 7 p.m. in Schenectady's Central Park on the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven stage. Mona Golub, who is the longtime producing artistic director of Music Haven, joins us this morning to tell us all about this year's incredible and expanded season. Good morning. How are you?
Well, greetings and good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Always love having you here and hearing about the cool things that you're doing. So, tell us about the increase has allowed you to do more. So, if you make it bigger, more people can come and you can do more.
Well, as I've always said to you when we speak, and of course, being with you is a preseason highlight, there are so many incredible international musicians out there. The opportunity to bring them in more often or to bring more of them in is just always hanging out there. And this presented the perfect opportunity for us with a newly expanded house, 460 permanent stadium quality seats, and a beautifully terraced hill that's been expanded in size to invite more neighbors and friends to join us for these adventures.
I have to give you I give you tons of credit here, because what you've done is you have explained this, I think, in the easiest possible way. So I'm going to try to do the same thing that you have done in explaining it to our listeners. So for people who over these 29 years know Music Haven, Sunday night, 7 o'clock in Schenectady, you have a concert. And you have that from July 8th straight through mid-August. Then there are the additional concerts. So you still have the same schedule as far as Sundays are still Sundays. Mm-hmm. And then you have all these additional things that you do. Like they're bonuses.
Exactly. And some of them are very international in scope, like Iberi, which is a six-man choir from the Republic of Georgia that we're bringing in a little bit later in July. And then some are co-presents with arts organizations performing and presenting, like Cafe Lena, Troy Music Hall, Albany Pro Musica, and even SCCC School of Music, that help to broaden the perspective. Because our motto, traveling the world one concert at a time, truly has no limit, has no ceiling.
So when you're able to have the Empire Jazz Orchestra or the Schenectady Symphony Orchestra, I mean, that also broadens the mission as well.
Most definitely. And if you think about it, you know, the music is coming from different places. And who's to say that traveling the world doesn't mean music the symphony might play from some place in Europe, or the jazz music that the big band might play from somewhere down south?
So this Sunday, we get started, and it is the Sultan of Shred. I like
yes.
that. Bambino.
As dubbed by the New York Times.
And so tell us about this work. Blues?
It's Tuareg blues, so desert blues, definitely a different sound than traditional blues that we might hear from Chicago artist Duranzo Cannon at the end of the season. Bambino comes from a tradition of nomads. Somewhere in the 9,000-kilometer expanse of the Sahara Desert between Algeria and Mali. He's from Niger, and the style of blues is definitely an African blues. It has Moroccan flavor to it and is definitely groovy both to listen to and to dance to.
Next, then a week later, is, and you'll help me with all these pronunciations, but Gabacho Maroc?
Gabacho Maroc, very good.
Excellent.
They are actually based out of France, though they have some members in the group of Arabic and African descent. Neat jazz fusion, and I actually found them searching a website for a wonderful music festival up in Quebec, which brings in French-speaking artists from all over the world. And it's been a trip to figure out the immigration process with them so that they can perform this concert, which will be their very first concert in the U.S.
Has our current climate made all of this a little bit more difficult for you in doing what you do?
In a general sense, no. In this particular case, which is the first time I've ever gotten involved with immigration, I've begun to realize how many different layers there are. Consular, visa. Even the Federation of Musicians had to approve of them coming into the United States to perform.
Now, no small feat is this, but it's a U.S. premiere, so that's really cool. You're bringing them to the United States for the first time.
Yes, and the last time we did that was 5 years ago with Mukumba from Zimbabwe. But the neater thing about Gabacho Marok at this point is their current release, Tawa Soul, is right at the very top of the Transglobal World Music Charts.
Wow.
So this band, after having been together for 10 years and playing all around the world except for the U.S., is now at a peaking point, and they're visiting us for the very first time, and the only date in the United States will be Schenectady, New York at Music Haven.
That must make you very proud to think of that.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, that's very cool. And then the next week on July 22nd, we go Chilean.
Yes, we've never been to Chile before. Pascuala y la Vaca and her band Fauna are as much pop as they are global. She's very well-traveled and loves to listen to different styles of music. So pop, danceable, but also with a feel of jazz, a little bit traditional, a little bit progressive, but an awful lot of fun.
On July 29th, there is going to be a collective, and I think this is fascinating because this group came out of the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, a tragedy that, and people say this, and maybe it's cliche, but people say that music brings us together, and it certainly did in this case.
And exactly. They not only said this, but this band came together to show, in fact, that that is the case. They bring young and old musicians together, legends with new artists, and they basically are playing this music that is full of hope, full of melody, and helping to keep spirits high in Haiti. And of course, they leave Haiti every now and again to share it with the rest of the world, but their message is very strong and very sentimental.
And that's pronounced Lacou Musique?
Lacou Musique. Very Caribbean in nature. So if you like groove, if you like reggae, you will love this.
And the drums, was it Voodoo Drums of Haiti?
Yes, I found Bonga down in New York City, actually, who's opening the show. And he used to play with a band that I brought into Washington Park back in 1993, Buchman Experience.
Wow.
So that will be a very authentic way to kick off this concert.
Terrific. And then we have Dwayne Dopsey in August, on August 5th, and the Zydeco Hellraisers.
We do. That's actually our summer social night, which is our community gala, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big night. It'll be a night in Louisiana. And not only is Dwayne Dopsey a Grammy-nominated Zydeco artist, but the opening band just happens to be poised in between New York City and Boston while they are on a national tour to be able to join us as the opener. The New Breed Brass Band would be a headliner in and of themselves. So that is going to be a heck of a 1-2 punch. If you love music from Louisiana and don't want to have to travel all the way down there just to get some, come on over to Central Park on August 5th, and we'll give you an entire evening of it.
Dwayne Dopsey and the Zydeco Hellraisers and New Breed Brass Band opening on that performance on August 5th, all part of the Music Haven concert series for this year. And again, you can find out more information by going to musichavenstage.org. And then August 12th, we go to Scotland.
We're going to Scotland, the very tiny Isle of Tiree, where this band comes from, which has a population of about 750. And yet this band has become a fabulous worldwide Celtic band.
From the looks of the picture, half of them are in the band. It's a big group.
It is a big band. They've got a couple bagpipes, fiddle, tin whistle, and then the basis of, I suppose, a modern rock band. So electric guitar, bass, drums, and
Scarivore.
Scarivore.
Excellent.
Exactly, with the pipe band opening, our good old Schenectady pipe band.
And so the Sunday concerts, that'll finish up the Sunday concerts.
Well, we actually have the very last one of the season brings us back to a Sunday, which is our Blues Barbecue featuring Taranzo Cannon. But those are the Sunday shows, and it's a handful of others that will be special editions on other nights of the week.
So let us talk about some of those additions. We mentioned the Empire Jazz Orchestra, so that'll be Tuesday, July 10th. And, well, they're always great, right? I
mean, this is actually their very last performance.
Really?
This band was founded by Bill Meckley, who was the dean of music at SCCC for the past 34 years. He's just retired. They did their finale at the school back in April, and I invited them to do an encore performance in the park because I thought they needed to be heard one last time. They are fabulous. 20 professional musicians from around this area who just play classic and progressive big band music.
Mile 12 is coming on the 19th of July. It's a Thursday, and which this summer is going by so fast, so that's just like in a snap away from now. Mm-hmm. But Tim O'Brien, and we have a pretty cool group here.
Well, they have huge fans in the likes of Tim O'Brien and Tony Trischka. This is one of the fastest rising bluegrass groups around. They are young, they are energetic, they are writing their own fabulous music. It's a quintet with great vocal harmonies, wonderful instrumentation, and the band Honeysuckle will open for them, so it is an evening of bluegrass, and if you love that, you'll get two earfuls that night.
Tim O'Brien said a group to watch in the coming decade. They look very young.
They do, but there's a movement out there right now, some of it around Berklee School of Music in the Boston area and a couple other hot spots across the country where some of the best new grass, as they say, is moving forward. And they're bringing the best of what's traditional into 2018.
On Tuesday, the 24th of July, you go a cappella, which of course is a very big thing now.
Well, we've had a cappella groups of a more modern nature. This is the first time that we've traveled back to what would be considered ancient. This choir, Iberi, I saw at Global Fest back in January down in New York City, and I was just blown away, as were the 500 people standing elbow to elbow with me in this club listening to them. You forget where you are. You think that you are someplace far away. The harmonies are deep and rich. They do pull out some folk instruments at times, but this truly is an incredible music form. I can't wait to hear it in the openness of the park. And frankly, I think it's really cool that the music itself has been recognized by UNESCO as a masterpiece of intangible heritage. If that's not an invitation to come listen, I don't know what is.
We had the Empire State Youth Orchestra on a few weeks back and talked to some of the kids that were part of Chime. And my God, are they impressive. Just so, so impressive. And this is a group of musicians, and they're mentored. They come in from economically disadvantaged communities, and they just blow the roof off the place. They're going to have their own concert on August 8th, Wednesday night, and that's really special.
Incredible. I cannot wait. They're going to have a couple of their smaller ensembles performing first, mm-hmm. and then the evening will end with a performance by their full orchestra. They will have worked very hard across a 6-week summer program, and I have no doubt that what they will present under the stars that evening will delight.
The kids are so impressive. I mean, you talk to them, and their love of the music and of performing is just infectious. It's so lovely to see. Gorgeous. Then on the August 11th, just a few days later, that Saturday, will be the Schenectady Symphony Orchestra. And this is one of the best, and you'll have an evening of pops.
Exactly, an evening of pops. The symphony has not performed at Music Haven since 2007. And some may even remember that when we inaugurated the new Agnes MacDonald stage back on July 7th, 1999, they performed that evening. So we have a history with the symphony. We're delighted to welcome them back, and that will be a classic evening in the park.
And then, as you mentioned, the final performance will be at Taranzo Cannon, which is your blues barbecue.
Yes, the season finale.
That is very cool. And be here before you know it. But it's August 19th. As I mentioned, you can go to musichavenstage.org and find out information about all of this. Musichavenstage.org. You can also look at them on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. A couple of things I just want to mention. Number one, all free.
Yes.
Number two, if it rains, except for unless otherwise noted, you're at Proctor's.
Correct. There's always a rain site.
So you go to Proctor's, and it's a great rain site. That's a nice place to do
the
it.
Best.
And three, you have these additional concerts, which makes me wonder, you know, how much more are you going to expand? Is this going to be a summer? Are you just going all out at one point?
Well, you know, I think the partnerships hold a lot of promise for the future. It would be wonderful, now that we've had the improvements made, to invite theater back to the park and to look at expanding the program even beyond in variety what we've got today.
And the great thing, of course, is that all this is supported. I mean, you have audiences. The people are coming to see this.
Truly, private and public have come together in support of this venue and the concerts. I could not be more grateful for the sponsors who help us bring these concerts to bear and make sure that every seat in the house is free, so that anyone and everyone who wants to join us can travel.
It's such an impressive lineup and so much incredible work that you have done. And we thank you so much, and thank you for sharing with us. You can find out more at musichavenstage.org, musichavenstage.org. It's one of the highlights of the summer. It's just a beautiful, beautiful event all throughout the summer. And again, you can find out more information at musichavenstage.org. Producing Artistic Director Mona Golub, thank you so much for being with us. Have a beautiful season. We look forward to when we talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Joe. We hope to see you in the park.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much, Mona.